A week after moving in with my older brother, I received a text from Emily. She said she needed to talk, but I was too hurt and angry to respond. Instead, I spent the next few days reflecting on our relationship and how everything had gone wrong. My brother tried to comfort me, but the betrayal I felt was too deep. How could Emily have listened to Sarah over me? How could she have made such a monumental decision without even discussing it with me? Emily kept trying to reach out, but I ignored her messages. My brother suggested I see a therapist, and reluctantly, I agreed. Talking to a professional helped me sort through my feelings and understand that my anger was not just about the baby, but about the years of manipulation and mistrust that Sarah had sown between us. One evening, while I was at my brother's, Emily showed up unannounced. She looked exhausted, and for a moment, my heart softened. We sat down and she began to explain how Sarah had been filling her head with doubts and fears. She admitted she was wrong to listen to her and begged for a chance to make things right. I listened quietly, torn between my love for Emily and the pain she had caused. She handed me a letter from Sarah, in which Sarah apologized for her actions and admitted she had been jealous of our relationship from the start. Sarah claimed she never meant for things to go so far, but that didn't change the damage that had been done. Emily and I decided to take things slowly. I moved back home, but we agreed to go to couples therapy to rebuild our trust. It wasn't easy, and there were days when I wanted to walk away. But through therapy, we started to communicate better and understand each other's perspectives. As for Sarah, we cut ties with her completely. Emily realized how toxic their friendship had been and decided it was best for our marriage to distance herself from her. We focused on healing and moving forward, trying to rebuild the life we had once been so happy in. A few months later, Emily surprised me with the news that she was pregnant again. This time, we faced the journey together, with open communication and mutual support. It wasn't an easy road, but we were committed to making it work. Reflecting on everything, I realized how much we had both grown. The pain and betrayal had tested our marriage, but it also showed us the importance of trust and communication. We learned that love isn't just about the good times, but also about facing challenges together and coming out stronger on the other side.